Professor Seether Ray. Welcome back to Charm School Dropout. Today we're going to talk about something that is going to be the worst thing that you allow in your life. Okay, so we're going to be talking about drama, 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 drama. Lots and lots of drama in the world and lots of drama that you can find at anywhere you turn. Drama is everywhere. And if you allow it into your life on a regular basis, it is going to start to seriously mess up the life that you want for yourself. Okay? And a lot of times we don't really think that we have a choice when it comes to drama, because a lot of times it comes from places and people that we know. You know, it comes from family members, it comes from friends, it comes from coworkers, it comes from your boss, it comes from your spouse, the person you're in a romantic relationship with. And the drama has a tendency to have a snowball effect. Once you get embedded in drama, it can be very, very difficult to get out of it. There's another aspect to this for some of us in the world. And if you were like me when I was raised, I lived in a place where there was drama all the time. You couldn't get away from drama. The friends that I had had drama. The family that I was born into had drama. And for a very, very long time in my life, until I was about 20 years old, I thought that that was everybody's life. I thought drama was consuming everybody's life. This was just a normalcy. This was just the way that life actually was. There was no other way. There was no place where drama didn't exist. And it took me until I was about 20 years old. I moved out of my hometown, like, you know, and moved from Michigan to California. And when I did that, everything changed. Everything. My world was turned upside down in many different ways. And one of those brilliant ways that it was turned upside down was coming to realize that drama wasn't everywhere. People everywhere around the world were not living with drama on a daily basis. It wasn't all consuming. It wasn't a constant. It wasn't drudgery of every single day, because drama will bring you down. Drama is something that could kill your spirit in a heartbeat because of the way that it affects you, the way that you get addicted to it, or the way that it encircles your entire life. Drama can crush you. So I ended up moving to California, and I ended up, you know, you have to, it's a brand new experience. I didn't really know anybody, so you're going to have to go in. You're going to have to make new friends. You're going to have to get a new job. You're going to have to figure out how to maneuver around a new city and a new state. And when I started getting friends, I started to realize these friends weren't all about drama. These friends were about getting a really, really good life for themselves, doing whatever they needed to do in order to live the best life possible. And sure, they had problems just like everybody else, but it wasn't drama ridden. You know, it wasn't that constant just pounding at you over and over and over again of what drama is. So I learned, holy shit, it's not everywhere. I don't have to allow this in my life. And if you've watched one of the previous episodes, we go over your greatest superpower, which is basically choice and change. You have a choice. You make millions of choices every single day. And here in this moment, for me in my 20s, I had the choice to not let drama consume my life, to not let drama rule over everything, or also not to allow people into my life that were going to constantly be bringing drama. I do not do drama. I don't do drama. I don't allow drama in my daughter's life because it's not needed. It's not this thing that is going to benefit you to get the life that you want, okay? It's never gonna help you to get the life that you want. Drama is just something that is taking your time away, your precious time, because you don't know how much time you have on this earth. It's taking your precious time away from you and putting it on something that's never going to benefit you, nothing that's never going to matter, nothing that's ever going to build your life up to be what the hell you want it to be. Okay. So that's basically what we're talking about here. We're talking about just making that conscious decision that you do not want to do drama anymore. You don't want drama in your life. You don't want it constantly consuming you. And I'm not going to kid you. You actually literally like that in a millisecond just have to make the choice that you don't do drama. And when people start bringing drama to you, you basically hold up your hands and you say, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. It doesn't serve me at all. It's not helping me build the life that I want for myself. I'm not dealing with it. If you need to deal with your own drama, you go ahead. Now, I'm not going to kid you. There's going to be people in your lives that, you know, everybody has bad days, right? Everybody has shitty days. So they're going to have a bad day and they're going to want to come and vent to you. No problem. You know, that's what friends do. You know, you are there for each other. But here's the kicker on the but, because it's a big but, okay? You cannot have people in your life who are going to constantly have drama-ridden lives themselves and they never do anything to change it. They come to you, they bring drama, they complain all the time about the exact same thing over and over again, but they do absolutely nothing to do. They do nothing to change their circumstances. It's just the same bitch and the same gripe over and over and over again to infinity, okay? When that occurs, you have to realize what is happening. You have to realize that this is never probably going to change, because I'm not going to kid you. Change for people in the world is hard, okay? Most people are going to want to be an oh, woe is me individual. They're going to want to stay in that place. And because it's easier. It's easier to say, oh, woe is me. And then they're going to constantly have the same drama over and over again in their lives. And they're going to come to you to bitch about it. At that moment, you have to say, nope, wait, stop. I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing the freaking drama. I'm not. This is not serving me at all. And I've listened to you bitch about the same thing a million times. And I'm over it. Either change it, find a way to change it, find a way to make it better, or just stop bitching to me. If you don't stop bitching to me, then you've got to come to a decision on whether or not you're even going to allow that person to continue in your life. Because you get to make that choice of how amazing your life is, and drama is not going to get you there. Oh, drama, 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 drama. Okay? It's not going to get you there. There are going to be some other more elusive aspects to drama as well, which are going to be the stories that people tell about other people. Lots of drama there. People love hearing the nitty-gritty, right? They love hearing those saucy stories. Well, here's the issue with that. And in another episode, we'll get more into this, because it's also another one of your superpowers and something that I really hope that you will embrace in your life, because it is definitely a huge benefit to you, okay? And that's fighting with fact, okay? So you're going to hear these people come at you, oh, this girl did this, or this guy did this, or my mom did this, or blah, 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 okay? There is such a thing as somebody telling you a story of what they see, a story of what they believe happened, or in most cases, it's just their side of the story, okay? It's not, and a lot of times when you're angry and upset and whatnot, half the time it's not even based in fact. It's not even what actually happened. You know, there's going to be a lot of times where people are going to tell you a story about somebody just because they don't like them, because they looked at them in a weird way. The humans are strange and weird sometimes. And you've got to be in charge of your own life and the way that you think and the way that you want to build the bricks to get that life that you want, okay? You are in charge of all of that. You never give that control up to anybody to dictate your happiness or to dictate the life that you want for yourself. You always have choice. You always have the capability of change, which means that you are capable of getting drama out of your life. And I swear to you, you will feel so much better when you do. But these people who constantly make up stories and whatnot about other people just in order to get that drama and continue to keep that addiction to drama going and flowing because they are addicted to it. They need it. They don't know how to survive without it. And in order to deal with these people, number one, you could decide not to give a shit about their stories, about who they're talking about or what they're talking about, and move on with your own life because it doesn't help you at all. Or two, you can go find out the facts of the situation and get both sides of the stories and figure everything out. The only way to be able to know in regards to drama like this is to actually get the facts about what actually happened, about what's actually going on, and not to take one person's viewpoint or perception of what that actually is. Okay? So drama, but like I said, drama can hit you in a thousand, a million, a gazillion different ways. It can smack you across the face. There'll be times where you think that you've got a good hold on not having drama in your life, and lo and behold, you find yourself right back in it. You know, it's a constant effort to keep drama out of your life. And a lot of ways that people keep drama out of their lives is they really don't allow a lot of people into their inner circle. They don't allow a lot of friends around, because if they're drama ridden or they're not in the same place, they're not striving for the best life, they're not setting goals, they're not reaching their goals, they're not after it every day, they're not grinding every day to get the best life humanly possible, then there's, in truth, no reason for you to have them in your life because they're not in the same place that you are. They're not going to help push you to where you need to be. You need like-minded people, and you need people who are grinding just like you are in order to get that life, that amazing life in which you want for yourself. Those are the people that you need to surround yourself with. Because the rest of them aren't going to get it done, and they're going to try and pull you down to exactly where they are. That's just how it works. That's how the world works, unfortunately. You know, you see it every single day. We don't really try and boost people up very much, do we? A lot of times when you see shit on social media and stuff like that, it's a lot of people tearing each other down and a lot of things going on in the world right now that are not beneficial. So drama is not your best friend. And you have choice in your life to be able to get rid of it. Now, can that be difficult? Can that be hard? Yes. You know, you don't want to cut out the people that you love in your life. You don't want to have to, you know, tell somebody to their face, you know what, I'm sick and tired of you talking about the same story that you've been talking about for the past 25 years. Get over it. Change it. But if you don't change it, I don't want to fucking hear about it anymore, because you're not going to do anything. You're not going to do anything to make your life any better. And I don't have time for this shit, because I'm going to make my life better. I'm going to make it the most amazing life that I possibly can. Okay, so drama is not going to suit the life that you are trying to build for yourself. And literally, it's like a cancer, and it just spreads. It just throws up on everything and everyone around you. So that is it for this episode. Just trying to convey what drama can actually do to you, what it can do. It can actually stop you in your tracks, and it can keep you there for the rest of your life if you're not careful. Okay? And like I always tell you, I am in your corner. I am in your corner every single day. I do this because I was sick and tired of seeing young ladies, older ladies, every lady of every age, every ethnicity, everything. And when I would talk to these ladies across the board, there were always the same sad moments that I would see, that they didn't have high self-esteem, that nobody had ever told them that they were amazing and that they were capable of doing and being anything that they wanted, that they were completely capable of having the lives that they wanted. And it was heartbreaking over the years of my life to watch this and to realize that, you know, a lot of women were never given any type of tools in order to succeed in this world, no tools in order to combat, know, that negative voice inside their head, or the constant drumming of the negative from the world telling them that they're not good enough, they're not pretty enough, they're not smart enough, you know, all of this bullshit that isn't true in any way, shape, or form, telling them that they're weird, that they're odd, that they can't, you know, that they're never going to fit in the world, that, you know, just horrible, horrible things that I have seen throughout the years of women. And I got really, really tired of not hearing enough female voices out there in the world telling girls everywhere, telling women everywhere that you are so capable. You are so capable of making the life that you want for yourself. You are so fucking amazing. And you need to be very fucking tired of the world telling you that you're not good enough. It's not the world's, it's not the world that can make you stop trying to strive for that life that you want, okay? It's you. It's you. You have control over your own life. You have choice. You have change. You have all of the tools in your toolbox that you need in order to succeed. But sometimes in life, we need somebody in our corner telling us these things until our own voice gets strong enough to tell us on its own. So that is why I am here. I am here to tell you that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You can do it. I never sugarcoat it. Yes, it's going to take work. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take you striving every single day to get to that life that you want. But you are that capable. You are that amazing. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because they will try. They will try to knock you down. They will try and make you stop. They will try everything that they can possibly think of to make you not succeed in the life that you were destined to have. Okay, I am in your corner, and I will see you on the next episode.